This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Toer oor al oor Suid-Afrika, so dalk is hy in 'n kerk of 'n plek waar hulle gaan optree naby jou. Gaan loer op sy webtuiste, wie weet, is dalk naby jou in 'n dorpie waar jy woon. And he goes to the small little dorpies where you think niemand kom kakamas toe nie. And then you'd be surprised, he might just arrive there and be playing this weekend. 8:16, the Million Plus Recyclers Project, courtesy of Polyco, has been running for a while now. First, they were saying this is how best to recycle at home and how to make a difference, and then how to do it at work, and now how to recycle at schools. And it's a hashtag One Person, One Piece initiative that's been running so successfully that the last time they made a pledge to have 1 million people recycle, the number was 2,342,397. Huh. On the line, Chantel Philander, Marketing Manager at Polyco. Morning, Chantel. Good to hear from you. It's nice when you can completely exceed even your wildest expectations when you run an initiative like that. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thanks. It's always great to be here.
So let's start off for people listening this morning, and they're saying, okay, now Polyco, we know they're a nonprofit and they're helping businesses, but to do what? So give us a bit of info about who Polyco is.
Absolutely. Polyco is a PRO, a producer responsibility organization. And Brad, we aim to make plastic waste a valuable resource. So our mission is to increase the collection and recycling of plastic packaging across South Africa. So we do this by working with businesses, municipalities, and various communities to build a strong recycling culture. We also get to do this impactful work through the support of our 700 plus members, and those obviously consisting of packaging producers, importers, brand owners, as well as retailers.
Yeah, so you're making sure everybody acts responsibly within their industry. So I've been waxing on lyrically about this million plus initiative. The reason why I like it so much, Chantel, is because we think, what difference is my little contribution going to make? But you do it alongside 1 million other people, and you, even if it's just one piece you're recycling, that's already 1 million pieces of recycling. So tell us more about this million plus initiative.
Definitely. So Polyco's Million Plus is a consumer-focused brand dedicated to educating everyday citizens about the importance of recycling. You know, Brad, recycling education and awareness is at the heart of what we do. Mm. And through this initiative, we really aim to inform consumers on how to identify recyclable plastic packaging and to understand its potential after recycling. So for example, a simple plastic water bottle can now be transformed into a sling bag. A ice cream tub, for example, can be transformed into a garden chair when properly recycled. So by raising awareness, we really, really hope to inspire citizens to recognize the value of plastic packaging and also to take action by separating it, placing the waste into the correct collection bins. Mm.
So I know this is a day that gets you excited because this is what you guys do at Polyco, but Global Recycling Day is coming up next week. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, definitely, Brad. Excited. Global Recycling Day is celebrated on the 18th of March, and it's a worldwide event highlighting the importance of recycling and preserving our planet's natural resources. So through our Million Plus campaign, we educate on how to, like you said, recycle at work, recycle at home, and recycle at school. And it's really a constant reminder that waste is a valuable resource. When we recycle, we save energy, we reduce pollution, even create jobs. So, you know, Polyco is committed to promoting recycling every single day. But on Global Recycling Day, it's such a great opportunity to raise awareness and encourage South Africans to join this movement.
So this is the call to get involved, because we can't be spectators to say, oh, look, Polyco and all of their people and getting everybody else to do such nice things, and I'm going to sit and watch. Don't be a spectator. We need to get involved. So how do we get involved, Chantel?
Definitely. So there are several ways you list, Brad. Mm. Firstly, start recycling at home. Separate your recyclables and ensure that they are either collected from your home or dropped off at the collection facility closest to you. If you don't have any of either of those options available, you can do what I do. And what I do is I place my already separated recyclables into a clear plastic bag and I give it directly to the waste reclaimers that come around on bin collection day. This will generally stop them from going through your general waste and leaving a mess behind. So basically, it's a win-win situation for both parties.
Yeah, that's excellent. So just let's just quickly chat about that. Talking about these informal waste collectors, you know, they're not part of the truck that's that the city might be sending around and whatever. So those guys aren't just collecting it for the sake of opening it up and going through it. They are actually informal recycle collectors and they take it to the depots. Am I right?
No, definitely, definitely. So really, really important work, Brad. And that's why don't we just do our bit to make the process a bit easier for them. So if you are placing recyclable waste into your general bin, it is creating a problem where they would have to sort through this, through the waste. So I think it's best for us to do our part. If we aren't or if we don't have those facilities available in our area, we can do our part by already separating it, putting it into a clear bag, and then handing it over to your general waste reclaimer. So I've got one that comes around to my place. It's a regular one, and he already waits at my gate for that bag.
Sure.
So it's definitely, like I said, it's a win-win for both parties.
Yeah, actually, I'd love to actually chat to you guys from Polyco about it in next month when we connect again about these informal reclaimers, because a lot of people are unsure what their intentions are. So maybe we'll catch up with you or one of the team to learn more about that. Thanks for this great initiative at Polyco and hearing there more about the Million Plus initiative. It's Chantel Philander, marketing manager at Polyco. Pleasure hanging out with you, Chantel. Have
Thank
yourself
you
a
for that.
really great day, and thanks for the hard work you guys do and the difference you're making.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. So you can find out more actually if you want to see some really cool videos of the kids giving a bit of info as to how you can recycle. It's got kids in it, and it's talking about school. And if you're a parent, get your kids to watch it with you, show it to them, let them see it. And when kids get an idea in their head about driving something like this, they go for it. And they then say, "Hey, mom, hey, dad, that yogurt container, no, it doesn't go in the trash. Remember the thing we saw on the video? Remember the thing we spoke about at school?" So a lot of the times we can get our kids to drive these kinds of things, and they should too, because they are the future entrepreneurs, they're the future leaders of this country of ours. And if we can get people thinking in an entrepreneurial way, man, solve some massive issues, solve some problems. And there's one really great space to be entrepreneurial is the green space. So massive thanks to Polyco. We'll catch up with them again in the month of April.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.